So welcome to your county then, Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello.
Now you're here to give us a variety of different updates for Harrogate and surrounding areas. And we're going to start today talking about roads. And I know it's a very hot topic for a lot of people, particularly if they're somebody who sits in a traffic jam every now and again. So what is happening then in the world of roads?
Well, first of all, I'm pleased to be able to confirm that we expect a new permit scheme for utility companies to start in February of next year. Up until now, if a utility company, that is a water company, a gas company, electric company, or a cable telecoms company, wishes to reach their equipment underneath the road surface, they simply notify the local highways authority, that is North Yorkshire County Council, of their intention to do that work and agree with our highways officers a timing for it. This doesn't really give us as much control as we would like, and so we are introducing a permit scheme with effect from February 2018, on which we've consulted recently. And this permit scheme means that utility companies, before they start work on the highway, need to buy a permit from North Yorkshire County Council to allow them to do that. And this scheme will allow our highways officers to have far greater control over the activities of such utility companies on our highways for the benefit of the travelling public. I think there's nothing that annoys a driver more than being held up in a traffic jam caused by a lane closure or a road closure. And as they pass by the hole in the road, there's absolutely nothing happening.
And I know that something else that you have been working on is to make sure that when work is carried out, that it's actually carried out to the standard that you would like it to be. What's been happening with that?
Yes. Reinstatement of roads which have been dug up by utility companies and their contractors is an important subject. In fact, many potholes and imperfections in the road surface are caused by inadequate reinstatement of the road surface. Probably what's happened is that the excavation has been filled up, it hasn't been compacted down well enough, or the wrong sorts of materials have been used in that reinstatement, and that leads to depressions in the road surface. So what we intend to do, in fact we've already started this, that this started during the month of October, we will be taking coring samples, in other words drilling into the road surface that's been reinstated and taking a sample to inspect exactly what's been going on underneath that reinstatement. And by doing this, with let's say between 10 and 15% of all reinstatements, that will be our testing schedule, we will be able to find out whether or not that reinstatement has been done to the required standard, and whether it will then live long enough to ensure that the road surface remains in good condition.
And we're going to come on and talk about, I suppose, two different types of road, really. We're going to talk about some current works that are going on in town, and we're going to talk about the more rural roads and some problems that may be on the road surface at the moment. Let's start with in the town of Harrogate. I know there's currently a lot of gas works going on at the junction just near the Harrogate Convention Centre, so Parliament Street and King's Road. What is it that's happening there?
Yes, these works are by Northern Gas Networks and their contractors. It is the renewal of a major gas mains pipe on the King's Road between the bottom of Parliament Street and Cheltenham Crescent. We are assured by the gas company that these works are essential in order to maintain supplies to customers. Many people have said that this is the wrong time to do it because there's the Christmas market and other events taking place in town. Unfortunately, there is never an ideal time to do this, and there are always other requests to do other essential works on our highways. Work will, however, have to stop at the end of November because we do operate a Christmas embargo where no major roadworks, apart from extreme emergencies, will take place in the run-up to Christmas for the whole of the month of December.
I know you said that there's the, you don't try not to do so much in December, but in January there's also another project starting in a different part of Harrogate.
Indeed, and this is why the gasworks had to take place when they did, because delaying it until January would have meant that those works would then coincide with yet more utility works taking place on Otley Road. And this is water main pipe replacement by Yorkshire Water. The other possible work that may take place in that area off Otley Road is the Beckwiths and Larkfields may also see Yorkshire Water do some remedial work. And because of that, we had planned to resurface Beckwith Road, about which many people have been in touch with North Yorkshire County Council. We had planned to resurface Beckwith Road during October or early November, but in view of the fact that there is likely to be roadworks taking place in the Beckwiths, we felt it better to let that work take place first before we spent a lot of taxpayers' money in putting down a new surface.
And then one last thing before we go, from the town to the countryside, this tends to be a bit more of a problem on rural roads and villages. Mud on the road. Talk to us about that.
Yes, we have issued a media release recently about mud on the road and hazards connected with that. It can happen in rural areas, but it can also happen in urban areas because of development work, building work going on. But in autumn and early winter time, it tends to be wetter than other times of the year. So there's a great deal of mud can be carried onto the road from fields and construction sites. And we're simply reminding farmers, their contractors and building contractors that they should clean up as often as is needed during the day in order to keep the roads free of mud. If necessary, they must hire sweepers. They must keep their vehicles to low speeds. They should try to remain on farm roads rather than the public highway in the case of agricultural work. And they should always make clear who is responsible for cleaning up during the course of these construction works. So if you're guilty of causing an injury because of mud on the road, it is an offence under the Highways Act 1980. So this is simply a reminder to all those people who go onto the highway with construction vehicles or farm vehicles that they must keep the road clean.
Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much.